This is an NC Baptist resource. For more, visit ncbaptist.org. Welcome to the NC Baptist Podcast, the podcast designed to engage with ministry leaders around topics that will explore approaches and resources to help us be on mission together. It's because of your generosity that this resource is available. Learn more at ncbaptist.org/give or contact us at communications@ncbaptist.org.
Welcome back to the NC Baptist Podcast. Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Brian Upshaw, and I serve as Director of the Ministry Strategies Group and the Associate Executive Director Treasurer for North Carolina Baptists. We have a special episode for you this week as we look ahead to the initiative called Serve NC, and it's coming up August 3rd through 10th here in North Carolina. Serve NC is an exciting opportunity for every church to go out and serve every community as we strive to be the hands and feet of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey, as it says in Matthew chapter 5, God commands us to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And Serve NC gives NC Baptists across the state the chance to be salt and light as we go on mission together to meet the tangible needs in our communities. What would it look like if across the state of North Carolina, we saw every church serving every community? What an incredible impact for the name and fame of Jesus Christ we could be. So we have lots to look forward to when it comes to Serve NC. And as we're recording this podcast in early May, I've got some great news for you. As of this morning, we've got over 800 churches that have committed to take on service projects as part of this initiative. And we would love for your church to join into that as well. And so you can find out more and sign up at servenc.com. So what would it actually be like for you or your church and your fellow volunteers to go out and actually serve NC? That's the big question I want us to ask today. Going out and doing any kind of service project is never easy. Whether it's your first time serving in your community or whether you're an expert in serving assignments, there will always be new kinds of challenges that you face when you go out to be light for the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I hope you'll see today, going out and serving your community is not only a blessing to those around you, it can also be a blessing to you in your own discipleship journey. In late April, our NC Baptist staff members had the opportunity to experience a glimpse of what it will actually be like to go out and serve NC. Together, our team went to the Charity Mission Center in Rose Hill, North Carolina, to take on some service projects in the surrounding community. We were hosted by Richard and Tammy Weeks, who coordinate the mission projects for churches out of that center. And that's a ministry run by our NC Baptists on Mission. And if you know Richard and Tammy, you know they put our teams to work. We spent 2 days serving with them in various capacities all over the area, and our staff walked away with some incredible experiences that we hope will encourage you as you prepare for your own projects this fall. As our teams were working, we interviewed a handful of them to hear what it was like for them to serve NC, and here are a few takeaways that they had for us. Number one, serving can take you out of your comfort zone. For many volunteers, serving will mean that we'll be trying new things, painting, building a ramp, landscaping, or something else entirely. And for some people, trying new things will be fun, but for others of us, it's not so much fun. But take a listen to what Ethan Nunn, one of our team members here with NC Baptist, had to say as he was trying out a new experience while serving.
So the funny thing about it is I've actually never even painted molding or a room or anything for that matter. But as we were challenged to serve, I wanted to kind of get out of my comfort zone a little bit, learn something new, and be the hands and feet in Jesus in a way I've never been before. So as our churches kind of think about how to serve NC, I would challenge you to do the same. Do something that is new to you. Do something you're not comfortable with and just watch the Lord work. And I think he's going to move in a great way.
It's a special thing to remember that God loves to use us when we're pushed out of our comfort zone. That's what Ethan recognized, and I pray that's an encouragement for you as you began to plan what assignments you and your volunteers take on later this summer. Here's another takeaway. Number two, serving helps us realize how much we need each other. Hannah Nelson, the executive assistant to our EDT, joined our food pantry team during the retreat to help sort through all the items for the food pantry run by charity. she shared with us an important point that she noticed as she served.
Yeah, I think it's always important. I think it's a command from Christ to love one another, to love our neighbor. And I think it's just a great example of serving one another in the name of Christ. All of this would not be possible if people hadn't donated. And it's not possible unless people are sorting it. And so just like the body of Christ has been equipped for different gifts, we need to be using those gifts to serve and to make all of this possible.
I'm thankful Hannah brought up this point. As we begin to serve our communities, we quickly realize that this isn't something that we can do alone. We need people to serve in all kinds of ways, and we need each person to do the kind of work that God has gifted them to do. Just as the body needs all of its parts to operate effectively, we also need each other to serve and be a light to those around us. Jared Smith, our facilities assistant manager, made a similar point when we were talking with him about his time serving. Jared was serving on one of our landscaping teams, and he shared with us that it was special to see how everyone unites under the mission. Listen to what Jared has to say next.
Yeah, it's been great. Like, it's been good to even play games with different folks and serve alongside different folks and to grow close to them. And I think it's been neat to see how God has gifted folks on our team differently, and we come together and we make a unified team. And it's definitely a unifying experience to serve together for a common good and a common cause. It's definitely the kingdom cause, what we're about.
Takeaway number three comes to us from Samuel Hurd, our editor on our marketing and communications group, who noticed this point. Serving begets serving. As Samuel was serving on a team building a wheelchair ramp, he shared this point with us.
You know, I think it's an important thing for us to be out in the community. At least I know for me, it's easy to want to encourage people to do things, but to actually experience it firsthand and see it in person and to be able to help just make a difference in the life of one person today is a really valuable thing, at least for me. And so I've been excited to see it and just to know that I'm being able to make an impact in one life today. And hopefully I can use that to encourage other people to do the same thing.
For many of us, it can be easy to talk about serving, but when we are actually given the chance to get to serve, we get a much better vision of what it would be like to make an impact in the community. We feel more motivated to serve, and we are more likely to want to encourage others to serve as well. We're praying that your Serve and See project will beget more service in your community as you catch a vision for loving your neighborhood. Finally, I'll share with you one more takeaway of my own. Serving leads to sending. Let me explain what I mean by that. You see, I was serving in a place that took me really out of my comfort zone. I am not great with my hands. That is not my gifting. When I try to build things, they usually fall apart. And so I wanted to stretch myself and join one of the building teams to help put siding on the side of a house. And it reminded me that I had to get out of my comfort zone because I was focusing on doing something that would lead to something greater. I was able to lift my eyes up and see the potential of the gospel impact we were making by serving. You see, what we see at charity and other places where we serve is that serving with our hands and feet gives us an opportunity to share a witness of the gospel. So we're the hands and feet of Jesus so that we can become the spokesman for Jesus. And so it's my prayer that as your church goes out to serve its community, it will lead to your church members lifting their eyes to the harvest that's around them, to understand that there are people in need of the hope of Jesus Christ, not just for the temporal needs they have in this world, but for the eternal need they have for salvation in Jesus, and that your servants will become those who are sent into the harvest field. That's what Jesus told us to pray for, that we would lift our eyes to the harvest and that we would pray for laborers to go into that harvest. And so I pray that as you serve, that will be an opportunity to live sent for Jesus Christ. So I hope you walk away with this with a better idea of what it will be like for you and your church to serve and see this August. It may be an adventure. You may be pushed out of your comfort zone, but hopefully your service projects will help you see what it means to be one in Christ and what it would look like to continue serving as a light in the community. What will it look like for you to serve and see in August? Remember, Serve and See is about meeting the specific needs in your community. Pick a project in any day that fits your context and go to work being light for the gospel. We're so excited to see what our churches will come up with. I can't wait to hear the stories that come out of Serve NC as your church begins to impact your community. And as we celebrate together what God will do as we step out of our comfort zones, get out of the walls of our churches, and be the hands and feet of Jesus in our communities. So remember to commit to Serve NC by visiting servenc.com, where you can find additional materials and resources to help you serve your community. We've got tons of project ideas there. We've got some tips for you. We've got some marketing resources that you can use in your church to promote Serve NC. We have a ton of things that will help you and spark ideas on how you can be salt and light in your own community. Hey, thanks for listening today. You can listen to more NC Baptist podcast episodes just like this one at ncbaptist.org/podcast. Thanks, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. Because of your generosity to NC Baptist, this podcast, along with other helpful resources, are made available for you. Learn more by visiting ncbaptist.org/gift.